You know, Rafer, it's been a long time since you were in high school or I was in high school.
A very, very long time.
What's it been, over 5 or 10 years
now? Oh, at least.
Yeah.
11, 12, maybe.
I just realized the other day it's been like 20 years since I was in high
Oh.
school. Ah, but looking back at those glorious days, do you remember those wacky, wild high school parties?
I don't remember them at all. I
Oh,
never
come on, those
partied.
out of control parties where you're drinking some crappy light beer and, you know, you're dancing all night with a hot girl.
It's just not ringing a bell, Krista.
You know, you accidentally, maybe, I don't know, somebody TP'd your house while you were out in the backyard with the friends dancing.
I would have been thrilled if someone had TP'd my house in high school. No, I didn't go to any. I didn't go to any parties. I did not. I didn't really understand or know what a party was until well after high school, until I was probably maybe 18, 19.
You know, I'm kind of in the same camp as you. I was never super wild about parties in high school. Like,
No.
I went to a small number of them. I didn't really know what to do at them, other than it seemed that the goal of everybody was just like drink as much as humanly possible
Right,
and
right.
then interact in that weird, socially awkward way that nobody depicts in the movies.
Right.
Instead, all the girls are really oversexed,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the guys might be a little shy and awkward, but the girls can bring it out of them, you know,
Right,
and
right.
you know, all of that stuff. That's
Right.
but that's not the way I was in high school.
I could have used one of those parties in high school, believe me. Believe me, I could have used one.
You know, I'm bringing this up though, right?
I do know. I do know why.
Because
Project X.
yes, Project X, a lot of people are calling it the ultimate modern party movie.
Oh, wow. The ultimate modern party movie.
As opposed to like the, you know, like the new age where people have cell phones, where they tweet out the messages, where
Right, right.
like all the characters are filming everything all the
Yes,
time.
right. This movie is supposed to be all the quote unquote actual footage of the party, right? Shot by the guys
Absolutely.
themselves.
It's so raw.
All right.
But before we talk more about that movie, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Let's just give a brief summary first of Project X. And oh, and a disclaimer. Unfortunately, we went to different screenings of this. Your screening isn't until after this podcast
That's
today.
right. That's right. I did not see this movie yet. I'll be seeing it today and writing my review today. But you have seen it.
I've already seen it, and you know, it's just exactly what the trailer suggests.
Okay.
Three buddies, seniors in high school, decide to throw a crazy, wacky party in Pasadena. You probably know where Pasadena is.
Oh, it's in
is.
Pasadena.
Yeah.
Okay. All
Didn't you
right.
grow up somewhere near there?
Well, Long Beach is sort of the opposite end of the LA of the LA suburban sprawl. But yes.
Okay. So it's in Pasadena.
All right.
One of the kids, it's his birthday. It's three guys. They're a little bit awkward. They're nice. They want to just have enough people at the party to feel cool. They're inviting football players and other people that are out of their social circles. But the party quickly goes from being just the three of them, then four of them, a couple more people, to Playboy bunnies driving up in stretch SUVs.
I see.
Crazy old guys, freshmen. You know, in every movie this happens, you have the freshmen who try to show up. You have.
Yeah. Right,
it's just
right.
a party that spins out of control. And along the way, there are calls to the cops. There are underage security guards who are tasering people. There
uh-huh.
are. Lots of those oversexed girls who just willy-nilly take off their clothes and start grinding on guys all the time.
That again? Are they
Yes.
doing that again? They always do that at parties.
And then
every time I go to a party.
That's all the time. It's constant.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
And then before you know it, it's just so out of control. 2,000 people are there. I'm not ruining anything. All of this is in the trailer.
Yeah. Right.
The block is on fire there.
Yeah. Well, you got to have property damage.
Yes. There's just, you know, and it's not minor property damage. We're talking about the whole block on fire.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay.
It gets pretty, pretty messy.
I mean, you're making it sound pretty good.
So you wanted to be at this party growing up?
Well, I don't know about that. But, you know, it would have been nice to be at, you know, some kind of It would have been nice to be at any social gathering, let's put it that way, in high school. That would have been enjoyable.
You know what? The late bloomers, they always end up blooming the biggest and the freshest and the most delicious later, though, right?
You know, that's what I like to think.
I tell myself that all the time, too. Yeah.
Now, this movie has no stars in it, as far as I can tell, right? I mean, there are no name actors that people would recognize.
Not that I know of, unless they're famous in some sort of world that I don't follow.
Right.
Some world that... I don't know, people
some
who watch
internet
YouTube
world.
Videos or something. Right. People who use those smartphone devices with the, what are they called, apps?
Apps, that's right. In the app world, maybe they're famous.
They might be. They
internet
might be.
Famous, all right.
But you were bringing up that some of these things in this movie are just tropes in all of the movies as far as, you know, the ultimate party movie goes. Right,
right. I mean, and it's no accident that this movie is produced by, not directed by, but produced by Todd Phillips, the Hangover, Old School, you know, a guy who has a pretty good track record of making party movies that people want to see, I think because he must know and understand, you know, what people dream of when they dream of a party. And it's always the same thing, isn't it? It's always – it's everything's out of control. It's always people getting wild, loose, crazy. It's always sex. It's always alcohol. You know, the movie that I really blame all of this on – credit or blame.
Animal House.
Animal House.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Animal House totally created the model of how to have an out of control party.
Exactly.
You have the little cuts in between of the wackiness of the main characters of even wackier side characters just doing crazy, crazy stuff.
Right.
And then you go back to the main characters being drunk, having some sort of pep talk with each other, going out there and getting that girl.
Right,
Doing and, all and, of that, trashing and the house.
There always has to be, and I don't know, I haven't done enough real research on this to know, but I feel like Animal House was the movie that introduced the idea. And I feel like you see this in every single movie. You have to drive a motorcycle into the house. If you don't drive a motorcycle into the house and possibly even up a set of stairs, it's not a real party, right?
Oh, Rafer, you know you've been at that party. You were the one riding that motorcycle.
That was not me.
Yeah, it was you. I totally saw you there last
night. That was not me.
It was hardcore. It was good. It was good.
There you go.
Animal House is to blame for lots of things.
Yes.
And, I mean, good and bad in a way, right?
No, good and bad. I feel like, though I do love that movie, I also have some problems with Animal House. I mean, I you look back at the film and it's a little, you know, it was National Lampoon and all the criticisms I would level at Animal House, I would also level at National Lampoon, the magazine. It was very collegiate, very sophomoric, very, and very male. Extremely male-oriented.
Male.
There's really no room for an actual girl unless she's going to take her clothes off in Animal House, right?
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was thinking about that in all of the movies that we think of as the quintessential party movies, the ones that Todd Phillips was involved in that you already mentioned, Hangover, Old School. So many of these movies, you know, you think about the American Pie movies, Revenge of the Nerds. Any
Bachelor
of these,
Party.
Yeah, any of these. They're all about dudes and about girls who have no identities or personalities.
Right.
Unless you count boobs as personalities. Right. There's a lot of personality sometimes there underneath that shirt.
That's right.
But yeah, and I think that as much as I like a lot of these party movies, I also just feel that the women always get shortchanged in them.
Yeah, well, it's funny, though, isn't it, that it's never I mean, and again, having not seen Project X, from the material that I've seen, the trailer and the synopses that the studio's been handing around, am I right in saying that it's that the three guys, when they throw this party, they're trying to kind of make a name for themselves? Am I
yes.
right? They're trying to kind of raise their social status.
Yeah,
with
they
this.
Don't want to graduate from high school never being remembered.
Right.
They want to be remembered. They want to go down in the history books, the annals of Pasadena, blah, 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 high school.
That's a guy thing, right? It's a guy thing. Throwing the big party and being known as the guy who threw the big party. You never really hear you certainly never see movies about women doing this with that kind of goal, right? Like, women never say, guys, we've got to, like, really – do you? You know, I mean,
we got to prove ourselves.
We have to prove ourselves and, like,
we don't
throw this
be
wild
– forgotten.
Right.
No.
They show – the girls show up, But they never throw the party.
No. I'm trying to think of any movie where the girls throw the party.
No, I can't think of it. I mean, maybe Clueless, maybe? Wasn't there?
There's a party
there's
scene
a big
in
party
Clueless.
Scene.
There's a party scene also in Mean Girls, the Halloween party. But again, I think they just show up.
Yeah, right.
Sexy costumes.
Right.
Yeah. And
if it's a girl, if it's a girl party in the high school movies, and again, I'm being very broad brush here, and I don't have very many examples to point to specifically, but I feel like in a teen film, if it's a girl initiated party, it's the party that just sort of happens and it's cool, and you desperately want to get into it, and you may or may not be allowed in. Right? It's kind of there's something kind of Studio 54-ish about it.
Oh, that's true.
Right? But it's not woohoo wild. Hey, everybody come on in. Wow. the more the merrier. The girls are never throwing that kind of party. Is that because girls are just more responsible?
I don't know. Maybe it's because movies don't know what to do with girls when movies, you know, have parties.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But I actually, some of my favorite party movies aren't even about gender so much as about depicting the awkwardness of high school.
Yeah, sure.
Because I look, you know, we've both admitted we weren't the biggest party animals in our high school.
Indeed.
And I kind of like the movies that show that awkwardness and the weirdness of it. And
okay.
One of my favorites for that is actually Superbad.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you
right.
see Superbad?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
We have the kids who actually use laundry detergent bottles, rinse them out, and
right.
then fill them with booze.
Right.
I did that in high school.
Oh.
I did that. And
really?
Only I use shampoo bottles. And you know that sudsy booze?
Yeah.
Not delicious, first of all.
I'll bet.
But, you know.
That's hilarious, Kristen.
But I just needed
Good
to bring
you.
Some booze to the party. I'm like, I don't have any older siblings in town right now to help me. I'm just going to take some of my parents' booze off the liquor cabinet. Oh, no, we don't have containers.
Oh, no.
What can I do? And then, like, I guess I'll just use this Pantene bottle.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm supposed to mention brands on
this. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. Product placement.
Yeah. And I love that it really shows, despite it being a wacky, up all night sort of very typical dude movie, we're best friends, you know,
yeah,
bromance sort of thing. It also just shows a lot of that awkwardness of high school. Like,
yeah.
We're not the cool kids. We aren't the best looking kids in our school. The only way we know how to get into this party is to bring laundry detergent bottles of booze.
Right.
And then they get freaked out because they're just young, awkward boys. The idea of period blood is like the right. freakiest thing in the whole world
right.
once they get to the party. Dancing with girls who have their periods.
Right, right, right. That scene. Yes, yes. I know what you're saying. But, you know, my favorite party scene, I was thinking, is actually in Breakfast Club. You remember the little scene where
where they're smoking the marijuana?
They smoke the marijuana. And to me, I was just thinking, that little scene is kind of really what you always dream that a party will be, right? Just
yes.
everyone kind of gets together. Someone breaks out the drugs. You all smoke. And then nothing hard, nothing, you know, horrible. It's not cocaine. It's not heroin.
Benadryl.
You know, right? It's not Benadryl. It's not meth. You know, someone breaks out a joint. You smoke. Everyone, you know, everyone starts – they cut loose. They get to know each other. And then when it's all done, you've got this new set of friends. And that's kind of what everybody thinks the party is going to be. And it actually turns out that way in Breakfast Club. That's why I kind of like that scene, because it feels kind of intimate and kind of real. And it winds up being what you want a party to be. That's why I like that.
I was thinking about that, too, today, because I was mulling over different party movies. And I was thinking about that and was wondering, do you think that meets the qualifications or the criteria of what a party is, though?
Well, I mean,
it's five people.
Right. No, it doesn't really.
Isn't that how
really.
Many people live in your house every day, Rafer?
In my house, yes. That's true. But, I mean, I guess I'm just thinking about the idea of a party. What really is a party? What does it mean? And what is its purpose? You know, and when you go to that party, what is it you're expecting, right? What is it? What is it that party is supposed to give you or do for you?
Well, that's the dream outcome then.
Right.
The dream
that's
outcome
what I'm saying.
Is the Breakfast Club.
Right.
But what we see much more often in the movies, I'm going to make another John Hughes reference here.
All right.
The 16 Candles Party.
Or the Weird Science
or
Party.
Or the Weird Science Party, where you
right.
just have tons of people show up. They trash your house.
Again, motorcycles.
Yeah.
Weird Science, right? The mutant bikers.
Yes, it's true. But I always really liked the 16 Candles Party, because at the end you have the nerdiest freshman in high school and the most popular senior in high school walking around the house cleaning it up together, because something that they
right,
don't
right.
usually show in these party movies, how messy your house is afterwards and how long it takes to clean up and the cleanup scene afterwards. And I like that they're doing the cleanup scene afterwards. I think it's great.
That is a good point. And I will say again, after high school, when I definitely did blossom in some ways. After high school, I did throw a pretty out of control party at my house when my dad was out of town. And I will never forget that when it was all over at, you know, whatever it was, 2 or 3 in the morning or whatever it was, my good friend Jeff Loomis stayed and helped me clean up every beer can and drag all the trash bags out to the front curb and turn the sofa cushions over so that the cigarette burns were on the other side facing downward. And I've never forgotten that.
Jeff is awesome.
He was the only guy that stayed behind and helped me unasked to clean up the freaking house.
Jeff is awesome.
That's what
I
said.
I love Jeff.
Yeah,
I love Jeff.
A great guy. I've never forgotten that.
Yeah, and that's exactly the part that they don't usually show in the movies.
That's right.
And yeah, I love that about 16 Candles because it's just like, oh, this is the aftermath. It's not fun, but it can be. You can bond with somebody over that. You and Jeff could bond.
That's right. That's right. So how was Project X? I mean, is it any good? Is it funny? Is it interesting? Is it clever?
I found it totally dissatisfying. It looks exactly like the trailer.
Okay.
It sounds like the trailer.
Yeah.
But the trailer's only 2 minutes, and I would have been fine with that. But okay. Sitting through an hour and a half of it, I was just thinking like, it's just more naked girls.
Yeah.
Look, it's more. Oh, look at how drunk we are. Oh no, I'm even more drunk.
Right.
And it just feels like it's taking a 2 minute premise and stretching it out to an hour and a half, and I didn't need it to be an hour and a half.
Right.
I really didn't need that, and it just didn't appeal to me. I didn't at any point root for the boys or want things to go well for them.
Uh-huh.
Partly because of that thing we mentioned way earlier, which is I didn't identify with them in any way.
You didn't identify with their goals of becoming famous through party.
Yes, right. And I, as a woman, I knew my only job in the movie, if I was in the movie, was to take all my clothes off.
Right.
And I just, yeah, that's whatever.
That doesn't do it for you?
No, it's just not my thing. It's just,
Is there anything like a story? Do you know what I'm saying? Is there anything like a plot, a conflict, a hero, a villain, anything?
The best friends, they just are like, come on, dude, don't stop the party now. Oh, I better shut this down. This is just getting out of control.
Plot point number 2. Are we going to shut the party down again? No.
Yes. Oh, okay. No. It looks like the cops are going to come here.
Right.
They might try to shut the party down. Yeah.
Right.
So that's
okay.
The whole plot is like, at what point is the party going to get to such a level that it will have to be shut down?
Okay.
Yes.
I see.
All right. Exactly. So that's the whole thing. So I'm going to say not a good movie date
for
me.
Not a great review
for
me. Okay.
Not a good date. And for you, maybe you can tell us next week.
Yeah.
I will say this about Project X, though. It was about as successful movie-wise as my party experiences actually were in high school.
Oh, Kristen.
Yes. So that's all I have to say about that. Want to go get a drink?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.